Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. Each week, we connect you to the people, places, and the land of Israel, and we bring you the truth of what's happening there in Israel and in the Middle East and with the Jewish people. And let me tell you, there are so many lies and deceptions when it comes to Israel and the Middle East and the Jewish people. You have to dig really deep to find the truth, and we do that all the time here on the Middle East Report on American Family Radio. Thank you for joining us today. I am so happy to have my friend joining me once again here on the Middle East Report, Tim Moore. Tim Moore serves as the Chief Operating Officer and Senior Evangelist for Lamb and Lion Ministries. He is a retired U.S. Air Force military officer. He has served as an instructor pilot on T-37 and C-130 aircraft. He is now retired after like 34 years of service to the country, and he was deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan. This guy knows the Middle East. He knows the Bible. He knows, about prophecy and how all this stuff fits together according to God's Word. He hosts Lamb and Lion's weekly television show, Christ and Prophecy, and, of course, the radio program that's heard on multiple radio stations across our country. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today on the Middle East Report. It's good to see you, brother.
John, it's been a delight to be here again, or it is a delight. I've been looking forward to today in our conversation.
I appreciate everything that Lamb and Lion does, and I'm always aware that there's a lot of people that may not be aware of what you guys do in ministry. So why don't you fill us in, and then I'm gonna dive into current events because you do that all the time. You bring in God's word into all of that. So let's hear about Lamb and Lion.
Well, Lamb and Lion Ministries exist to proclaim the soon return of Jesus Christ. We do that not through sensationalism or spectacularism, but merely through proclaiming what God's word reveals, and God clearly has revealed Himself, His end times plan of the ages, and so we can see the signs of the times multiplying around us every day, and those are the current events you're talking to. But if you read the Bible first and then open the newspaper, you see the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Indeed, Israel writ large is the most obvious, the greatest sign of Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes right now, as well as all the other dynamics that are happening in the Middle East.
You know, it's amazing. The eyes of the world are constantly on Israel, the Jewish people, Jerusalem. It's all, everybody's just pointing to that right now. And it's not just right now. It's just like always, it seems like. I mean, it's amazing.
The Lord said that Jerusalem would be like a cup that would cause reeling all around, a heavy stone that various nations would try to lift, and they would dash themselves against it in essence. And that's exactly what's happened. Why does Satan have his satanic forces focused on Israel, focused on Jerusalem, focused even on Mount Zion there at the Temple Mount, because he covets what God says is mine. And of course, he covets the people that God has chosen, Israel, just as he hates the people of God, the Christian church all around the world. But that focal point for all of Bible prophecy, and again, we're seeing it right before our eyes, as the world has great animosity toward who? The Jewish people, toward Israel, and again, a covetousness toward Mount Zion and the Temple Mount.
You always have to ask yourself the question, why? Why is that? Why is there so much attention on the Jewish people, on Israel, and anger, and why are so many lies promoted toward them? And it's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, obviously, John, we at Christ in Prophecy, that's our radio program, our television program, we do appear on AFR, or listeners can hear us there. If you go to the end of the book in Revelation chapter 12, it describes the woman, Israel, and this great dragon who tries to destroy the woman and obviously seeks to destroy her son. And so Israel, being a personification in this case of Israel, that produced not just the Bible, the Word of God, but the person of God, Jesus Christ. And so Satan has had this great animosity all the way back to the garden, and it's revealed once again in Revelation that Satan tries to destroy. Well, we know Christ won the victory at the cross, but even today, Satan wants to thwart the will of God, which is to preserve a remnant of the Jewish people, to glorify himself through them, and again, through us, the church that is here on the earth still to this day. So Satan will be the most frustrated entity in all of created beings in the end, but right now he is working overtime to try to undo the plan and purpose of God.
Well, there's so much going on right now in regards to Israel and the Jewish people, and we're going to talk about some of the current events that are happening here right now. I wanted to get your take on this whole Tucker Carlson thing, Candace Owens. Tucker Carlson was in Jordan, and you know, he was proclaiming that Israel persecutes Christians, and then we had a representative, I don't know if she's still a congresswoman or not, she was in Bethlehem, and she was spouting out the same rhetoric that Israel persecutes Christian, and then we know all about what Tucker Carlson has done. Are you concerned, you know, is there a rift in the conservative right regarding Israel? And just kind of break this down a little bit and your thoughts about Tucker and all of that mess that's going on right now.
Yeah, I would say it is a mess. And there are clearly some who have become mouthpieces for a wrong ideology. I'll say this, even Christians, if we are not careful, can become mouthpieces of foolish talk. And we know that's true, even in Scripture. I can point back to no less than Peter, who in Matthew chapter 16, confessed Christ as being the anointed one, God's son. And so his confession was revealed by the Father. But just a few verses later, when Jesus Christ had told his disciples, hey, I'm about to be persecuted and die, I'm going to be killed, Peter rebuked the Lord. And you think, how can you rebuke Jesus Christ? But that's exactly what Scripture says. And the Lord's response to Peter was telling, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Why? Because in that moment, Peter was a mouthpiece of Satan. Now, I don't say those words casually, but that's exactly what the text would reveal. Peter, in his foolishness, in his own human desire, was trying to counter what Christ had revealed to be the will of God. Sometimes, even those who would be professing Christians, if we're not careful, we can hearken to ideologies and, dare I say, propaganda that would have us be a mouthpiece for Satan in terms of what he is trying to do. Sadly, I think Tucker, I think Candace, I think others on the Christian right have allowed themselves to be saturated with this anti-Semitism that is creeping up even in the evangelical church. And John, that's so important that we look at current events, specifically what is happening in the Middle East, from a biblical perspective, not just a conservative or a political perspective, but from God's eye perspective.
Yeah, if you keep the Word of God out of it, you're going to come out empty. You really are. Yeah, you got to keep the Word of God as the foundation of everything that's going on there. And that's what Lamb and Lion Ministries does every single day through the programs and the things that you guys do. So I want to encourage people to connect with you guys. Zionism is another, you know, word that's been thrown around out there. And it's in the Bible, of course. But a lot of people, including Tucker, are almost using that as a curse word, but Zionism is not a curse word.
No, it certainly is not. You know, the earliest Zionist within recent history, in other words, over the past 200 years, were Christians. Christians who read the Word of God, understood the promises of God, that he would restore the house of Israel. That's a phrase directly out of Ezekiel 36. The house of Israel does not include me. I'm a Gentile. I've been grafted in, but clearly the promises of God are for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the nation of Israel, that they would be restored. And it was Christians like William Blackstone who were strong advocates of Israel becoming a nation once again. Well, in the late 1800s, let's be very frank, John, most of the Jews who were scattered in the diaspora living in places like Germany and Poland and Russia, they didn't want to go back to that God-forsaken land in the Middle East. They were relatively comfortable. So over the 20th century, God motivated the Jewish people to return to Israel, and we witnessed that with our own eyes. And yet now, some are scornful even of that word, Zionist. All it means is a restoration of the Jewish people to their native homeland, Israel, promised to them by God in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And Christians, first and foremost, should believe the Word of God, believe God himself, and know that he will bring his prophetic promises to pass.
And you talk about God, you know, performing his plans and purposes for the Jewish people. All of that is under attack. I mean, you look at the last 2.5 years with the wars there in Israel, and now many of Israel's enemies are much weaker now than they were, you know, before October 7, 2023, when that massacre happened there. Let's turn our attention to Gaza right now, this ceasefire that's going on right now. I'm not even going to call it a peace plan, because how can you have peace with a demonic, you know, terrorist entity? You can't. So it's a ceasefire that's going on, and it's complicated. There's a board of peace, and You know, Israel is still in half of Gaza there as a security buffer and zone. So your thoughts on this whole border peace and, you know, what's going on there? Hamas is not disarmed. I have major concerns about Turkey because Turkey, you know, wants to get some troops inside of Israel to be a part of this international force that's going to be the stability there, which is crazy. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I have great concern over the border peace. I think it is a PR move. I think strategically it could position some of the nations to become less hostile toward Israel. We've seen the Abraham Accords, and although I don't believe there will be real and lasting peace until the Prince of Peace reigns from Mount Zion in Jerusalem, that's the Lord God himself, Jesus Christ, I do think that the effort to be a peacemaker in this cauldron of dissension and hatred is a positive effort and obviously would forestall hostilities in the short term. I do not see Hamas giving up its weapons, so I think there will be another round of conflict, even with these so-called peacemakers. I do not support American troops being put in that situation. Obviously, I'm very wary of Turkey. I think Turkey is duplicitous in terms of its agenda. It has proven to be so with regard to Syria and the Kurds, but I think the broader strategy of trying to tone down the animosity in the region toward Israel might have a short-term benefit, and certainly the alternative is greater hostility from all Israel's neighbors. We'd like to see Israel continue to be able to thrive, but John, there's always a silver lining even to the dark clouds. In the midst of these last 2.5 years of horror and of isolation, more and more Jewish people are becoming receptive to the Lord God. You know, atheism is rampant in Israel, but they have realized, as I mentioned, even with the ballistic missiles flying in, the technology could not have saved Israel to the degree that it was preserved. There's something else, and they realize the something else is someone else. It's God Almighty. And so I think hearts are being opened for the first time. We're seeing more people coming to Christ and being receptive to the gospel. And I think that's a very positive outcome, even for a very dark hour.
Well, you all deal with prophecy, and you do such a great job with that. So as we kind of wrap up here, your perspective on what you see prophetically, you know, happening?
Well, obviously, I think the fact that Israel is in existence is a fulfillment of ancient prophecies. I think that they are being preserved again in fulfillment of ancient prophecies. And for a Gentile Christian who says, well, I'm not sure that Israel has any bearing on me, the fact that God is honoring his ancient promises to the people, the house of Israel, proves that he is the ultimate promise keeper, and therefore we can trust all of his promises. We take people to Israel on a pilgrimage to focus on the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, not just a study of the ancient ruins, but saying God is still acting right before our eyes. Come and see. John, if we open our eyes, again, from a biblical perspective, we'll realize that God is still at work. And yes, the signs of the times are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
ChristInProphecy.org is where you can find more, you know, info about what you guys do. And you can hear them on American Family Radio. You can see them on television. You guys are doing so much. Tim, thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for what you're doing with Lamb and Lion Ministries. And, you know, God is moving in a huge way. And we just need to open up our eyes and see what he's doing and just join with the Lord, read God's word, and we're gonna see it all right there. Tim, I appreciate everything that you guys do.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate what you do and the Middle East Report. Obviously, we live in exciting times. Dare I say, brother, we live in prophetic times. So what a joy it is to live in such a time as this, when God is at work, and indeed when the Son of God is at the very gates of heaven, ready to come again. To him be the glory.
You can find out more about Christ in Prophecy when you visit ChristInProphecy.org. That's ChristInProphecy.org. They help you understand the prophetic times that we live in. They've got a lot of great information on that website, ChristInProphecy.org. And of course, you can watch their television program online. You can get all the information about Tim Moore's books that he's written. They are always keeping you up to date with the news and information that's happening today in the Middle East and about Israel, and of course viewing that from a prophetic lens, a biblical prophetic lens, ChristInProphecy.org. You're listening to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. There's a lot of talk in the news about this memorandum of understanding that has been signed by the United States and Iran. What is it? How does it affect Israel? How does it affect the United States? Is this good for the United States? Is it better for Iran? You know, there's a lot of confusion out there, but if you dig into this memorandum of understanding, there, in my opinion, is a lot to be concerned about. Somebody who's been talking about this is Pastor Jim Scudder. He is author and media host of In Grace, and his TV show is watched by 150,000 people each week on TBN. In Grace Radio, heard on over 300 stations. He's an author. He's heard on American Family Radio. Pastor Jim, thank you for joining us today to talk about, you know, this memorandum of understanding, this whole war between the United States and Iran. I wanted to get you in here just to get your feedback and your opinion on this memorandum of understanding. You don't want to ask me, Pastor Jim, because I've got some pretty strong opinions about this, but I want to know what you think.
First, let me just say this. I am grateful for President Trump and his administration for doing the most forward Israel-centered and good policies like moving the embassy. I think we just cannot underestimate how valuable, how important, how amazing that was, recognizing the Golan Heights as Israel's, things like that. And then the fact that we even, you know, backed up Israel last June and went in again this year and hit Iran because they are a serious threat to Israel, but not just to Israel, to us here in the United States. They are developing and had developed really, really sophisticated ballistic missiles that went farther than we thought they could. They were almost reaching, you know, some of our bases out in the Indian Ocean. And so I do believe it was the right thing to do. Even, you know, America first isolationist types, I think we should still look at that as it is helpful, because they are calling us, they're saying death to America, even right now, Iran is, and death to Israel. So this memorandum of understanding, this you know, kind of framework to be part of a final agreement to end the war with Iran worries us. And I know you're worried, John, and I am too. I am choosing right now to hold my breath and trust the president and trust Vice President Vance. But it feels to me like we did the right thing and it didn't go as quickly as we thought. We thought the people would rise up. We took out the leadership, which is an amazing first hit. We've hit hard their capabilities, ballistic missiles and their nuclear, their enriching uranium. But then it just didn't go as fast as we thought. Iran did some things that we were surprised at. They took control of the Strait of Hormuz, which people thought they would. And I don't know how we were surprised by that. But when oil prices just started going up, that's the pressure point that President Trump can't handle, is expensive fuel, expensive goods, you know, shipping, all this stuff. So that's where I believe they've come to this understanding with Iran to stop hostilities. Now, even though they've both signed it, Iran doesn't keep their promises. They're liars. And I do believe that our president knows that and is very watchful of that. And also tied to this, John, I know you know this, is that Israel has to stop their defending themselves in Lebanon from Hezbollah. I've been in the furthest northern places of Israel. These towns have to be vacant because Hezbollah rains down these indiscriminate missiles and drones upon the public. Israel has to be where they're at in Lebanon. And even in this so-called ceasefire, Iran keeps doing it through their proxy, Hezbollah. Yes, we're very, very worried about how this is all going to play out. We cannot trust the Iranians. And I hope that the American people, here's where I think we need to get better, John, is we need to value our freedom and value our place in the world as the United States to promote democracy and to quell this dictatorial mindset. We need to be so convinced that this is the right thing that we're willing to pay higher prices. I don't like it. You know, it's expensive. But if we don't do this, Iran basically wins, or they're at least taking it as a win. I know they didn't, but they're taking it as a win. And it's only going to create more terrorism, more problems, and they're going to keep control of the Strait of Hormuz. If we think that this is going to end that stranglehold, it won't. And they're already, you know, showing that as they've already hit other, you know, ships and stuff in the middle of this so-called ceasefire.
Pastor Jim, I was talking to somebody from Israel just a few days ago, and they were just sharing, you know, with me what was on their heart. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that Israel was not even involved in this memorandum of understanding in the deal, so to speak, but they are affected by the deal because, as she said, they're being told to, you know, stop attacking Hezbollah, get out of Lebanon, all of that. But this person that I spoke to said, we need to go back to the Gaza plan. Okay, so the president came together and he put together this Gaza plan. One of the big parts of the Gaza plan was to disarm Hamas. And he told me, he said, John, that has not happened. Hamas has not been disarmed. And then he said, now let's take a look at this memorandum of understanding. Again, this is a 14-point plan. The Gaza thing was a 21-point plan. And we're hoping to disarm or eliminate the nuclear stuff from Iran. He said, but it hasn't happened with Hamas. Is it going to happen with Iran? So he had a lot of questions, and he said there was a lot of similarities. I love President Trump. I'm thankful for what he has done for Israel and, you know, for our nation. And I certainly feel like, of course, we need to be praying for him and the administration. But this whole plan raises a lot of concerns, not just among people like me, but among even Democrats and Republicans. A lot of them have come together to say, hey, you know, we don't need to be giving billions of dollars to a regime that kills its people and shouts death to America. So I don't know where you go from here on this, Pastor Jim. I do know that there is power in prayer. And you said this multiple times. It's a spiritual warfare. We know that.
Yeah, and that's what we wrote a book about. It is a spiritual issue. And, you know, we're battling, when you talk about Hamas, we're battling like demons. I've been to these affected kibbutz, these kibbutzim in Israel, that they just went in and just massacred and did barbaric things, like the worst of anything you can imagine. We were invited to the Israeli embassy in Washington, and they showed us the actual Hamas. I mean, this is Hamas doing the filming, you know, broadcasting this live. This is, we're dealing with a demonic entity here. And in Iran, they have this apocalyptic view of Islam, where they're looking for this final imam, this Mahdi, that's going to come, and they're going to bring him by doing the things that they're doing, by violence, by war, by lying. And so, you know, the administration says that there's no U.S. money that's going to Iran, but if we're unlocking these sanctions, they're getting access to money that they don't have access to today. The only way to stop Iran is to stop the money, stopping their ability to sell oil. But this MOA does the opposite of that. It gives them immediate right to export Iranian crude oil, petroleum products, the derivatives, all of these things. And they're going to get an infusion in cash. They're going to use that for proxies, for supporting their proxies. Hezbollah is a major one. And also paying those proxies. These guys aren't going to fight for free. And so it seems on the face a disaster. Now, there could be some things that we don't know about, and that's where I want to give the a little bit of grace to the administration, because I think they've earned it. I think they've done so much for Israel, and say, maybe, John, maybe we don't have the interceptor missiles. Our supplies are low. There could be some things that we don't know, and that's where we have to be careful not to be so fast to judge, because they have done so much for Israel up to this point. And so this is where I kind of come in, and I think you're in the same place, is like, this seems to be a horrible, horrible deal, but there could be a lot of stuff that we don't understand, we don't know about. And we, again, that's where prayer comes in. we need to pray. And these are huge issues, geopolitical issues. You know, we have all these different countries and economic pressures, but we cannot make our decisions based on economic pressures. And that's hard because we all have to pay more money right now. And it's hard on American families. I do say we have to look back at the big picture and say, look, we have to do this to preserve the only democracy in the Middle East, which is Israel. And again, God gave Israel this land forever. And so there's that component too. And I think that's part of the reason that the president went into Iran in the first place, because he had some evangelical Bible-believing people, and I believe Marco Rubio is one of them, and Pete Hegseth and others, that have said, hey, this is the right thing to do. This is the moral thing to do. This is the godly thing to do. So I hope that the administration holds on to that and stays course and doesn't vary.
That's a great way to wrap up our conversation, Pastor Jim. And thank you for all that you do, and that good reminder to pray for the administration. We don't have all the information that the president has, so let's continue to pray for him and all the leadership team there at the White House. And I want to point people to a book that you wrote, The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. This is a book everybody needs to get. And you're going to learn so much about modern-day Israel, biblical view on that, anti-Semitism exposed, God's prophetic plan and the future of Israel, anti-Semitism, so much more in this book. And you can go to ingrace.us, ingrace.us, and you can get all the details of the book there. Pastor Jim, it is always nice to connect with you. Thank you for all that you do through all the various media sources. You're reaching a lot of people with the gospel and with the word of God and your love for Israel and the Jewish people. Thank you for all that you guys do.
Hey, thank you, John. It's been a joy to be with you today.
I want to circle back to the book that Jim Scudder and Phil Stringer wrote. It's a book that you absolutely need to get a copy of because there is so much confusion out there. It'll provide biblical clarity on why you should stand with Israel. The book is called The Spiritual War Against Israel, Defending Biblical Zionism and Understanding Israel's Place in God's Prophetic Plan. God's word tells us that there is a blessing for those who support Israel and the Jewish people, and one way to do that is to learn the truth about what's going on right now so you can defend against the lies that are happening against the Jewish people and the land of Israel. This book from Jim Scudder and Phil Stringer does exactly that, The Spiritual War Against Israel. Find out more about that when you go to ingrace.us, ingrace.us. Right now, you can get a copy of the book for a gift of any amount, and you get additional copies as well. But all the details right there, ingrace.us. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts or at AFR.net. Thanks for listening.